I know I always tell you guys the truth. I never mince words up here. So today is no different. When I was praying about, Lord, what do you want me to share? He was like, duh, I already gave it to you. And I'm like, great, more about me. Perfect. So I'm going to air out myself a little bit. The last couple of weeks, I feel like I've been in a little bit of a funk. Just, you know, sometimes it's not anything that's going on. You're in a mood. Sometimes you just are. And you don't know why, and you try to pull yourself out, and it's like, you know. So a couple of mornings ago, I was running, and I was like, you know, Lord, if you could just heal this depression inside of me, I would really appreciate it. And immediately, I felt like the Lord said, you are not depressed, you're pouting. All right. Rude. Okay. I'm going to say it like that while I'm running, you know. So I'm going to read you. I actually was running and writing this at the same time, which is funny because I was like on mile 7, but I didn't want to stop. So I kept going. So I'm going to read this to you. And it says, you aren't depressed. You are pouting. Stop calling it depression. You are pouting because life doesn't look like what you think it should look like. I trusted you with the trial because I'm perfecting something in you. Everything you walk through on earth is training you for eternity. I need these skills perfected here because I have a position for you in eternity. Get your eyes off the temporary. This is what is meant by on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will. Not my will, but yours be done. And that, honestly and truthfully, it wrecked me. Because in that moment, I thought, man, how often do I call seasons of my life depression when really I'm just upset because it doesn't look like the way I want it to look like? And I know for some of you in here, that same feeling occurs where you're like, am I depressed? Am I okay? You know, and we seek out counsel, and that's good. And God has called us to do that. But sometimes we need to just sit with the Lord and let him tell us what we are actually doing. Like, come on, pull yourself out of this situation. You are not depressed. You are just pouting like a 2-year-old because you're not getting what you want when you want it. And so for some of us in here, I just want to encourage you today. I know this doesn't sound like an encouragement, but it is an encouragement because the Lord knows exactly what we need when we need it. If we ask him, he'll show us. And some of us, for years of our life, we walk around thinking that, you know, somehow the Lord has put us in some kind of bondage or put us in some kind of slavery situation where we feel locked in and tied in. And the Lord's like, I can't develop what I need to develop inside of you any other way than in the darkness. Because a seed does not develop in the daytime in the light sitting on the ground. It develops under the ground where it's dark and where we can't understand what are you doing in this season? Lord, say, I'm building something in you. The fruit that I gave you when you were a child, the seed that I put inside of you as a child, I'm trying to make that come into fruition, but you're fighting me on it. You're pouting instead of letting me do the work. Lord, even in the night seasons, I trust you. Lord, even in the dark seasons, I trust you. Are we there? Or are we in the place where we're like, I don't like it in here. This isn't right. Listen, seriously, we do that, right? We do that so often. We don't have a heart of gratitude. We're frustrated. And as I was really just praying through this, okay, Lord, teach me how to stop recognizing this season as depression, recognize it as I'm pouting. Okay, now what do I need to do as a result of that? So the Lord brought me to this, and it's Psalms 105, and it's verse 19. And it says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Until the time came for the Lord, listen to this, to fulfill his dreams. He put those dreams in Joseph's heart when he was a child. Think about that. All his brothers, his father, everybody was gonna bow down before him. And he's telling them all of these things. And his brothers are mad and angry. And as a result of that, he gets sold into slavery. And then he's in Potiphar's house. And then what happens? His wife accuses him of rape. And then he goes to jail. And the Lord says, I put him there so I could develop his character so that he could lead well. There are some of us in here who feel like we are in prison, we are in bondage, and the Lord is saying, I'm teaching you something in this season. If you would just let me do the work and praise me in the middle of the trial, I promise you I'm gonna bring you out and I'm gonna bring you before men, and God is gonna deliver some of you, and not only you, but thousands of people are gonna be delivered because of what he did inside of you. Let him do the work. Just let him do the work, and I promise you, it's gonna be better than you could have ever imagined. And those dreams that he put inside of you, he put them there. So we don't have to look and say like, oh, you know, I gotta make this dream happen. I gotta fulfill this. The Lord's saying, if you would just let your will die and let me in that night season, let me deliver what I'm gonna deliver. I promise you, it's gonna be better than you think.